old.
Welcome back, y'all. The song I played was Energy by Drake. I don't know if most of you guys know that song, but man, I'm feeling this energy right now, you know? Like, it's not even that I'm like, I'm hyped or anything. It's just, you know, I feel like I have, you know, stuff to say. I got things to do today, you know? I got, like, you know, people to see, you know, places to go, you know? But I just want to say that energy is... So according to Britannica Dictionary, excuse me, energy in physics is the captivity of doing work. Okay. And all forms of energy are associated with motion. Example, any given body has kinetic energy if it is in motion. But energy can never be created nor destroyed, but can only be changed from one form to another. Okay? Let's just take the time to talk about that, all right? Which is what I've mentioned before. We have a certain power, so we have a certain energy within us, you know? You know, sometimes we have the energy, you know, not to go to bed. Sometimes we have the energy to go to bed. Sometimes we don't have the energy for, you know, for work, you know, for working out, you know, just, you know, you don't have the energy to eat, or you don't have the energy to walk. People use the word energy all the time. And it's funny because as the dictionary uses energy can be converted from one form to another in various other ways. I find that crazy that energy's, you know, that energy is always designated according to its nature. Think about that. Hence, heat transferred may become thermal energy, while work done may manifest, and they have that in, it's not italicized, but it's dotted line underneath, manifest itself in the form of mechanical energy. It's funny that they use words like manifest and designated in its nature. It's almost as if when we're put in, you know, our natural habitat, or we're put into a specific, you know, situation, I guess at this point, we use a certain type of energy to either to hide behind something, to, you know, put in motion, or, you know, to feed off of other people, either by listening, by, you know, conversing, you know, by interacting with people. And people don't realize, but, you know, there is a lot of energy being used, and then there's not a lot of energy being taken back, okay? And that's what I feel like the energy that we have within ourselves is what the Lord has given us. So if we are easily able to give that energy back, that energy is being reciprocated by the same energy. So it's almost like we're recharging our energy with the Lord by praying and with our words and through our hearts, because you can't lie with your heart. You just can't. Your heart wants what the heart wants. You know what I'm saying? Like, regardless of your hurt or mad or angry, the heart is still going to find a way to, you know, get what it wants. And that's where, you know, your intuition comes into play, because you have to listen to that right type of, you know, let's say, not hunger, because, you know, when your stomach's growling, you know, that's hunger. But when I'm talking about a gut feeling that, you know, that it upsets your stomach, where, you know, it is not nauseating, but it is not bathroom related either. It is a pre-notion from a power, an energy that is connecting with you and is telling you, like, hey, open your eyes. Hey, maybe you need to stop. Hey, maybe this isn't the right thing to go forward with. And, you know, whatever it may be, whatever the situation is from, if we just kind of use that energy to stop midway, you know, not stop the situation, but stop ourselves for almost allowing whatever may happen. And like I said, there is no coincidences. So, you know, if you're walking into a place, and for instance, there's so many times, yeah, you know, we live in the world of a pandemic, so, you know, we forget our masks all the time. So I guess, you know, let's just use that as an example. But, you know, every time I'm in a rush, or I'm walking fast, like as if I'm on a mission to go into a store, I'm forgetting my wallet, I'm forgetting my mask, I'm forgetting my phone, I'm forgetting to lock the car. You know, I'm always, you know, forgetting something. But then I question, am I really forgetting something? Yes, okay, I forgot an item, sure. But it's almost as if that energy was telling me to miss something else, you know? That because I forgot my phone or my wallet or mask, that is taking a little extra time. Sometimes it takes 5 to 10 seconds. That little extra time could have prevented me from, you know, bumping into somebody, could have prevented me from, you know, tripping, or could have prevented me of getting hit by something or someone. I mean, we don't realize what is going on behind the scenes, or the energies that is going on around us. But I have to admit that the energy is there. I mean, another example that I can think of at this very moment is that apparently tonight is a full moon, and tomorrow is the start of apparently a lunar eclipse on November 19th. It is going, is going to last for about 3 hours. And I have to admit that after last night, and I was looking at the moon, and I was like, oh, is it a full moon yet? And I was like, no, it's not. It's not a full moon yet. I know that's tomorrow. But the brightness of the moon, the fullness of the moon, the fact of it standing alone with not a cloud in the sky, not even a single star that I could see, I could feel that energy, okay? And, you know, there are some people who may feel the same, and there's some people who, you know, might not. But like I said before, we are all connected, and that energy was accorded to nature. It's that motion, it's that excuse me, it's almost like heat waves, you know, being connected with us through the earth and through the moon, through this quote-unquote higher power. And this higher power that people sometimes, you know, believe is in science, and then there are some people who believe that it's, you know, it's spiritual, it's God, it's the Lord. And, you know, I somewhat have to admit that I do believe in both. Of course, I believe in science and facts, but I still do believe that there is still a certain third, you know, a multiverse or a third, you know, power or force that is, you know, technically, you know, calling the shots, that is, you know, looking over us, that is being there, you know, for us. And, you know, sometimes I feel connected and I feel that energy, and, you know, all I can do is spread it. You know, that's what we're almost here for. You know, we're here to spread knowledge, you know, spread warmth, spread love, spread goodness, spread positivity. And I just, even the energy I feel right now just speaking on this and bringing this up, I mean, I feel empowered. I've felt the vibe even before I even started recording, you know. It's, you know, some days will do that to you. And, you know, it's perfect example I can think of is, you know, when you wake up and it's already cloudy. It's almost like it's already raining, you know. You know, and it's dark, it's, you know, gloomy, and for so many people, they feel that energy. They feel almost, you know, to the point that they feel, you know, depressed, and they feel like they don't want to do anything for the day. You know, it's not that, you know, they can't do anything for the day. It's just that energy makes them feel, you know, less empowered. Let's just put it that way. And I have to admit, for the longest time, I used to hate, you know, rainy days. I used to just hate, you know, being out in the rain, driving in the rain, just anything to do with rain. And I never really appreciated the days that it did rain, you know. And it took me a long time, but I guess that once I accepted and kind of opened my eyes to, rain isn't something to hurt me, or rain isn't something to annoy me, you know. Rain is something that can be beautiful, you know, something that can be, it's good for being good for nature, you know. That rain is giving off an energy to the world, you know, to our lands, to give back to our plants that we care about so damn much. And this world, you know, if you really think about it, it's based off of those types of energy. You know, what we give off is what we're gonna get back, you know. And do we really want that negative, you know, energy if we give that off? God knows that I don't want any of it. I don't want to be around it. I don't want to be next to it. I don't want to even see it. I don't want to even sniff it. You know, but the thing is, I can't be ignorant to it, though. That's the thing, you know. As much as I want to pretend that it's not there, I still have to remind myself that it is there. I can't be ignorant to this world thinking that is going to be all, you know, sunshine and roses and flowers and happiness. No, there are days there it is gloomy, and we have to accept it for what it is. There are going to be days that, you know, we are going to feel lazy and that we don't want to move out of bed, but we have to search for that energy, that power within us to, you know, like I've said, to be a better person, but, you know, to be our own advocate, you know, be our own, you know, self-starter, you know, be our own motivator. And that energy starts within us. That energy is, you know, brought to all of us. It's just, we just have to almost tap into it, you know. It goes back to what I've said, that, like, there are people that are born a leader, and there are people who are who should be taught being a leader, or just that needs to be taught to be a leader. I apologize. I cannot use my words today. But It doesn't mean that, you know, they can't learn to become a leader, and they just need to tap into that leadership role, you know. And if you see a leadership role, then you will almost know how to act according and have that energy be designated to, you know, that particular situation. And it's almost like riding a bike, you know. It's almost as if you've always known, you know, that it's been there. It's just you have to find a way to get it out of you. And unfortunately, there are people who like to, you know, poke the bear and push buttons and, you know, want to get that negative attribute out of you. But, you know, it goes back to people watching you. It's almost they're waiting for you to fail, and they will do anything to get that satisfaction. So that even leads to, you know, poking the bear. That even leads to trying to take away your energy, your dignity, your soulship, just everything that makes you, you know, that makes you whoever you say you are. You know, don't let anybody take that away from you. And like I will continuously say, you know, like anything else, of course it's easier said than done. But if you practice, so you start paying attention to more in a way that, you know, you see the little things that are in front of you, the little blessings in front of you, the little miracles in front of you, nothing else will really matter. That tunnel vision will be there because you see the light, you see the goodness of life, of that energy, of that, you know, that motion that you put in, that you manifested, you know, that's what it really, really is. And it's crazy how we can manifest things. And this actually reminds me of my list. And I don't know where we left off on my list before, but it reminds me of the three things, three categories or numbers that I've put on my list. And it's number 13, which is try to make a difference. And that goes to, you know, having the energy to make that difference. You know, it's wanting to move forward and be different. You don't want to be the same like everybody else. So use that energy to, you know, take an extra step to be a better person, you know. Just sometimes it takes one little thing just to make everything change. And regardless if it's a good thing or a bad thing, you know, feedback is still good. You know, that type of feedback, any feedback is good. So we just have to remind ourselves that it's a learning process. We have to learn from it. And so then that brings me back to number 14, because there's many people that don't give themselves enough credit. You know, you're putting in all this energy, you're putting in all this work and this time, and then, you know, we fail, we get knocked down, but we, you know, the words are easily to, oh, let's get back up. But people don't even realize or even take the second that, you know, give yourself enough credit. Sometimes, you know, just even going ahead and pushing yourself to, you know, put yourself out there like I am on this podcast, you know, it give yourself credit at least, you know. I'm not saying, you know, like, you know, buy yourself a brand new car, you know, or buy yourself, you know, something new. No, it's just give yourself credit, you know, be proud of yourself of moving forward to overcoming and not giving people that satisfaction of you failing or letting them see you fail, you know. And that then brings me back to number 15 and on my list is Don't worry about others. Worry about yourself. Because it's one, it's true, but you know, it's you shouldn't, you only have control of yourself. You know, you can't really control others. You know, you can brainwash and manipulate people and lie, sure, whatever, you know, to get whatever you want, but you shouldn't worry about other people's business. You feel me? Like if you have something going on, you know, don't make it other people's worry. You know, it's just like, just let it be, you know, worry about it on your own time. You know, there are some people that can read people in a way that, you know, they can read the situation where they're like, oh, is everything okay? They can sense that an energy is off. You feel me? But you shouldn't burden them almost with what you have to worry about. You know, it's not their job. You know what I mean? It's your job. It's your life. So, you know, worry about you. Worry about what you can manifest. Worry about what energy you can give off, and it won't be as negative. You know, you won't have to be dwelling on the situation that you're on. Maybe sometimes that it will make you feel like everything will be okay once you know, not say like have fun and not worry about it, because of course there's situations that will never leave or that do come and go, but that just stick in your memory. And you know, of course I'm not saying to pretend or forget or any of that, but it is there. You know, it's, we can't be ignorant to things being there. That's all I have to say. You know, it's, we have to know that any outcome can happen, but we still shouldn't think of the worst. You know, life is way too short to be doing all that. And so with that said, giving off my energy, I want to give off the most positive energy, most delightful energy to you guys. I want to give everything I can and let you guys know that whatever you're going through, whatever it may be, whoever it's with or whatever it may be happening, that it is going to be okay. That we will all get somewhere together. It is not a race to the finish line. It's a marathon to finish together. It is something that we do as a team. It is not an individual thing, because there are plenty of people who struggle, who don't even have, you know, a phone, or parents, or, you know, a house, or even food. The list can go on. So before you give off, you know, negative energy or try to make someone else feel bad or even want to, you know, be angry, just think about the people who are less fortunate than you. Let's just put it that way. You should be giving that energy to those people, to the people who need it, you know? So with that said, I want to say thank you guys for listening. I appreciate you guys. Keep the positive energy, positive vibes, and I'll be back again another day. God bless. Amen.